Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in tonight to the Next Chapter Widow Ministry talk show. This is your host, Mary Hollis. I hope that everyone is doing well tonight. And I hope that you've had a wonderful week. Well, tonight, we're going to talk about you are equipped to do God's will. But I must say, I got this message from Joel and Victoria Osteen. I love reading their message every day, and it's so inspiring. And when I read this, I wanted to also share it with you tonight, in case if you didn't read it. And also, I want to add some more readings to it from some other spiritual refreshment that I gather some of my messages from. But Joel and Victoria is very inspiring each and every day. And this one just really, I think they were talking to me personally today, but I want to share it with you, and maybe you feel the same way. But they title it, You Are Equipped. I'm going to add some more words to it and say, you are equipped in doing God's will. The scripture that they have attached to this reading is 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17. Every scripture is God's breath, so that the man of God may be complete and proficient, well-fitted, and thoroughly equipped for every good work. That's the Amplified version. And I am going to go on with the message. You are equipped to do God's will. Equipped means to provide with a particular feature or ability God will supply you with all of your needs and the ability to do whatever he needs for you to do. I always, right next to my widescreen that I have next to my laptop, it says, when God sends us on a mission, he joins us on the journey. So just like he equipped us, he's not going to leave us alone. He's going to give us all the supplies that we need to take that journey with him. God has equipped you with everything you need to fulfill your destiny through his word. The scripture tells us that as believers in Jesus Christ, we are anointed. The word anointing is the power of God, which gives you courage, which gives you strength, and also gives you ability. And I am going to explain and go and read scripture regarding those three things: courage, strength, and ability. But I'm not going to do it in that order. I'm going to start off with abilities. Coming from Romans 12:6, it says, we have different gifts according to the grace given us. God has blessed every person, every single one, with some gift or abilities with which to serve others and to bring glory to his name. Some abilities are obvious. They shine brightly in front of everyone, but others move below the radar. But others, they include things like the ability to pray effectively, love unlovingly, listen attentively, ask God to open your eyes to your special ability. They are God's blessing to you, just knowing that there is an ability that he will equip you with. That means you are well able to do what he has called you to do. You can accomplish your goals. You have the ideas, the creativity, and the talent to be successful in anything. You can overcome any obstacle. You have been armed with strength from every battle. Let's talk about strength. Just one second. Let me turn to that page. Strength. This is coming from Exodus 15:2. The Lord is my strength, my song, and my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. In the universe, there are really just one source of strength. That is God. Others may be strong for you on your behalf, but they cannot impact that strength to you. When you invite God to fill your heart and life, you are strengthened within, from within. Your strength literally becomes your strength. You are empowered to do, to stand, to fight, to conquer. If Christ is there, you don't need to reach outside yourself for strength. Reach inside and find all you need, because he will give you that. You have been armed with strength for every battle. The forces that are with you are greater than the forces that are against you. Let's talk about courage, because that's what Joel and Victoria said, that God will give you strength. We talked about ability, we talked about strength. Now we're going to talk about courage. Coming from Psalms 3, chapter 3, the third verse. Lord, you are my shield, my wonderful God who gives me courage. You never know where courage will pop up in your life, because you never know that you will face that will require it. If you can be sure though that God will give you courage when you need it. Yes, He will. God is both your protector and your strength. God is so be confident that whatever you face, you do not face it alone. Just like God in Deuteronomy, it says, He will never leave you or forsake you. So be confident that whatever you face, you do not have to face it alone. You face today and with resources both from your own soul and the spirit that dwells within you. So we have talked about courage, strength, and ability that God will give you. Not only has God equipped you, but He also is working on your behalf. He has already lined up the right people to come across your path. I want you to think about this for a moment. Think about many times where God has sent people and things across your path when you needed it. Just in the nick of the time when you needed to hear a word from the Lord, He finds some kind of way to get your attention, to give you what you need. Even a case like this, when sometimes you think you're being delayed and going, leaving the house, being delayed and getting to a certain point, He's protecting you from an accident, of some kind of situation. Or He places someone in an area to talk to you, to encourage you, or make a telephone call. Or you read a scripture. Or you pick up just any kind of book that receives something, and also flipping the channel. All of a sudden you flip to something that sparks that light that you need to hear just that moment. He always sends the right thing, the right people to cross your path. He's already lined up the right breaks. You have everything you need to live a victorious life. Think about it. I know some of us are dealing with certain circumstances, but just keep trusting and believing. He will never leave you or forsake you. It doesn't always happen when we want it, but He's right there by our side. You were created to excel. Excel means to be a do better at whatever you may, your heart desire, or whatever you're trying to accomplish. You have seeds of greatness on the inside of you. Sometimes we have more in us than we give credit. We give ourselves credit because sometimes we don't have the confidence, the courage, and we also feel that we don't have the ability to do it. But God will give you that strength. Just like I read that scripture, when God sends us on a mission, He joins us on the journey. That's coming from Exodus 3:12. He doesn't just throw us out there and leave us alone. Now, we act crazy and do a lot of craziness that we don't supposed to do, of course. He's not going to stand for it, so He's not going to be there with you. But when you come to your senses and want to do what God wants you to do and do it in the right way, yes, He will be there for you. He will be waiting with open hands, arms, to let you know that he will never leave you or forsake you. Don't settle where you are. Sometimes we do. We don't want to move forward. Have the attitude, I am anointed. I am a child of God. Don't you know that you were fearfully and wonderfully made? So, he doesn't want us to have that fear, because he's giving us that courage, that strength, and ability to do his will. We are anointed and a child of God. You can accomplish all of your dreams if you go forward. You can overcome any obstacle. Sometimes that's hard to say, because when you're struggling, going through different things, yes, that's a human feeling. But we must trust God in everything. We must say, I am equipped and empowered by my Heavenly Father, and I am able to live the abundant life he has for me. And I've decided at this time that I'm going to trust him, and I'm going to believe that I can live the abundant life that he has for me. He's proven it to me over the last 25 years, really all of my life, but he's really, really showed it to me in the last 25 years of my life, and how he has provided for me and my children. So just know that you are equipped with everything you need to fulfill the destiny through his word. When he gives you something to do, yes, he's going to equip you. But sometimes we don't know when it's all there in front of us, because we can't see it, because our minds are so cloudy and burdened down with the things that we are going through. This message was for me also, because I know, even though I've gone through some things in the last few months, that I didn't feel that I was equipped to do those things, to accomplish those goals that I needed to accomplish. I felt weak, didn't have, made some mistakes, and then felt that I wasn't equipped to do these things. I wasn't equipped to continue to do God's will. But he showed me, and he's given me greater and stronger faith in him to go forward, and I am. I will not go back. I must go forward, because he's proven it to me in the last 25 years. So just know that you are equipped to fulfill your destiny as well as God's destiny. You have your heart desire, and God's going to give it to you as well. So say this week, I can accomplish my dreams. I can overcome obstacles. I am equipped and empowered by my Father in heaven, and I am able to live the abundant life he has for me. This message came from Joel and Victoria. I am only emphasizing it because when I read it today, I know what it did for me, and I'm hoping that it will do something for you as well, give you the courage and the strength and ability that you can overcome these things and walk in the destiny that you, your dream, and your will, God's will. And I also want to say this prayer as well. Father God in heaven, thank you for equipping us. Thank you for empowering us. But help us to stay focused on your word and your plan that you have for us today. We honor you, we bless you, and we know that you will never leave us or forsake us, and that we are equipped, and we will go forth believing that we can accomplish and overcome all obstacles. That is the message for today. I do have some announcements. Well, we have a lot of birthdays in the month of May in our widow ministry. Miss Mandy Walker's birthday was this past Saturday. And we have two birthdays today, the 19th. Shirley McPherson and Vera McKenzie. Their birthday is today, the 19th. And we have some more the rest of the week. Oh, we also had Brenda Newsom. Brenda Newsom's birthday was on the 13th. And also, we started the month with my birthday, May 2nd. So we have lots of birthdays this month from the Widow Ministry. And I hope that you all have enjoyed yourself and we'll continue to celebrate. It doesn't mean that you have to celebrate just one day. I'm celebrating the whole month. I'm still being taken out to lunch, dinner, and all those different things, and getting gifts and stuff. I enjoy the month of May, and especially it's the week after Mother's Day, and I get Mother's Day gifts too. So I like it. Everybody has taken care of their responsibility for the Memphis, Tennessee trip. So I must say, get ready, get those outfits together, and get ready for the trip June 12th through the 14th. Just be prayerful that we will have no rain, the sunshine, and a blessed trip. And I am excited and can't wait. I can't believe how it's only around the corner. Let me see what else we have. We're going to have something special for the meeting in the month of June. I don't want to announce it yet. I want to announce it closer to the time because it's going to be something special, different. God put it on my mind. I think that you're going to be blessed by it and enjoy it as well. On the month of July, we will not have any meeting. It's going to be a sabbatical month of July. We are going to be on the air, but I'm going to try to have a speaker for each Tuesday in the month of July. Even though that you are on vacation, you can still call in from wherever you are. Dial in, get on the Internet, you can still be able to join in. And I think that's all the announcement I have tonight. I just hope that each one of you will have a great and wonderful and safe Memorial Weekend. This is the first big weekend of the summer. So if you're traveling, I hope that you have traveling grace and mercy. If you're going to have family members going to graduation or whatever, barbecues or whatever you do, I hope that you will have a safe and wonderful one. I just want to find some good barbecues. If anybody know about some good barbecue, please call me because that's one of my favorite thing to eat. And that is it. We're going to end a little bit early tonight. Just enjoy the music by Jason Nelson, where God said that I am. Let me take care of my business because I am. But we don't want God to take care of our business. We want to always try to take care of it. And when we mess up, then we go calling and crying to God. So listen to Jason Nelson and be blessed and have a great Memorial Day weekend. Tune in again next week, same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed.
spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am he. Impossible things. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you. I am the one. A need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am a healer, mender. I am Alpha Omega, your destiny and where you start. I am the one who does impossible. Let me.